This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
You know, colleagues and friends of, South Africa's ambassador to France, Natim Tetra, are mourning after, the former cabinet minister died at 58, and French authorities are investigating, according to local media.
So we have this conversation right now, talking to political analyst Lia Dobriga, who's joining us on the line. We'll be talking to him as we just reflect on, this news that's freshly broken into media from yesterday. Coming into this day, of course, with condolences being shared from across the country. And just to reflect and look back, at his the work that he has done and his history in terms of politics in the country and just looking at other issues. We are joined on the line by political analyst Lia Dobriga. Good morning. Thank you for joining us. How are you doing?
Good morning, guys, and good morning to the listeners. I'm well, and I hope you guys are well, too.
No, we're good. Thank you for joining us. Now, what do we know so far about the passing of South Africa's ambassador to France, Natim Tetwa?
So far, it seems like, it's a series of conflicting stories, including the fact that his wife was the first person to report him missing when she said she got a mysterious message from him, and then his phone sort of went quiet. The police started to investigate and also saw his phone going quiet near a wooded area. And so they searched the wooded area apart from where they found his body. So there was a manhunt out for him before they found him, unfortunately passed away. And I think there's a lot of, and at this time, there's a lot of speculation surrounding the circumstances of his untimely passing. And so when you think about it in the landscape of South Africa right now, the timing, I think, as well, is very precarious, if it's not totally baffling and very sad. So there are a few, loopholes that are missing. We don't know what the content of the message was. For instance, the French police have not released that to the public. We still don't know to what extent the police are investigating. So they haven't sort of named the nature of the investigation. Is it just a normal guest inquiry? Is it now something else? What are they suspecting? So there's a lot of questions in the air about Natim Tetra going missing, especially because he was a diplomat. He was an ambassador, right? And you ask yourself, what are the safety protocols as far as ambassadors go? And even in that country, what extent do they sort of lord over his comings and goings? And I think that's going to be hashed out in the next couple of weeks.
Well, maybe let's take this time to look at the role that he played in South African politics and geopolitical issues as well.
Yeah. So Natim Tetra is a very pivotal figure. I mean, in the African National Congress, he's a very staunch political activist going into the deep 80s. Right? He's very revered in KZN as a political voice. And so, in the evolution of South Africa's democracy, he's been police minister. He's been sports minister. And a few other ministries he's encompassed until the point at which he's now an ambassador to France. And so, it takes a lot for somebody to evolve like that, especially in South African politics, shows his influence, because many people just fall out after the minister phase, right? They just go back to being an ANC person. I'm in the offices of the ANC until whatever end they meet. But in this instance, he was still very influential to the point at which we made him our liaison to the French government, which is a very crucial partner in Africa, in African relations, especially when it goes to thinking about the Africa Free Trade Agreement that we're trying to ratify as the continent. The Francophone countries have always been a stumbling block, and so taking somebody like that in Tetra there would have been a very good diplomatic move in him trying to navigate the sort of fissures that exist between the Francophone countries and the Southern African countries that are trying to get this Africa Free Trade Agreement open. So he was a very influential figure in South African politics and very trusted, it seems, for his counsel to the president.
Mm. And, you know, I'm going to go back to something you mentioned when we initially had the conversation, because, you know what, he was a person of interest at the ongoing Matlanga Commission. And what we are picking up on social media, you know, obviously South Africans going wild with conspiracy theories of what could have happened. But be that as it may, and whatever theories that may be out there, what is likely to happen from this point moving on?
Look, the French police are very good police force, and I think we should allow them at this time to sort of get through with their investigations, right? But it's also because there are a myriad of features that could happen. So the possibilities that I think right now are too wide to even speculate about. Because if you think about it, yes. He was mentioned in the Matlanga Commission of Inquiry, right? So there is that angle that this might be either one foul play of some kind linked to that, because when you're talking about a syndicate, you can't stop at the fact that syndicate, one of the accused was found in Britain, for instance, and with a lot of passports, whether the Lesotho passport or a British passport, right? So it's a multinational operation. But secondly, to think about it, this might have been just something that's self-inflicted, because think about the nature of being a diplomat in a foreign country, right? You are there away from your friends, away from your family by and large. You're just there probably with your wife and kids. But everybody else that you know your whole life is away from you. And so the way in which you have lived life has now totally changed, especially when you become that diplomat. And I think that's one thing to consider. Human beings are prone to depression, anxiety, and all sorts of emotions. So mental illness is not a purview of only the poor or the downtrodden. I think it affects everybody. I think we should also afford him the grace to say it might not be foul play. It might just be an issue of human fragility. So there's so many elements to consider. And just boiling it down to the Matlanga Commission of Inquiry and being mentioned there, I think would be a little premature at the moment. But I think the timing is a bit suspect and it's a bit precarious. Even if it might not be what we assume it to be, it's a little bit worrying at this time when South Africa is so suspicious of its government, key government figures, and also the murky underworld that might be connected to those figures.
Mm. All right. Thank you for having us, helping us have this conversation. Appreciate your time. That's political analyst Lieto Briga.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.